Blog Talk Radio.
Across the country and around the world, streaming live on the internet, it's Real Estate Coaching Radio, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and secrets of the top producers. Hosted by award-winning real estate coaches, Tim and Julie Harris.
And welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio, and this is, of course, Tim and Julie Harris. Julie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here,
and
as always.
Everyone, remember, we're at the very beginning stages of a 7 to 10 year corrective real estate cycle. What will be remembered as the last great boom of many of our professional lifetimes, in that I hope that we are not any of us having to actually work, if unless we choose to, 7 to 10 years from now, because we are so smart in taking advantage of this incredible market that we're all just at the very beginning stages of experiencing. Please be very clear. This is your opportunity to make back any money that you didn't make during the real estate crash. This is your opportunity to help thousands and thousands of people and make yourself a fortune. And remember, the only way to really do that is becoming a listing agent. The richest of the rich agents are listing agents. That's always been true and always will be true. So the question you must be asking yourself constantly is, what are you doing today to learn how to be a listing agent? So Julie and I have been on the phone, I think, pretty much all day. And Julie, I know you've had a lot of interesting coaching calls today. I've overheard you in your office for a few of them. So what are you hearing from the front lines of real estate with all your clients around the country? What are they experiencing right now that we can share with our listeners to help motivate them?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's funny that agents always say they go back to the old school or the basic stuff. And you and I have talked about this on calls before, is that it should just be called the stuff that works, not just, you know, the basics or the old school stuff. And what I'm hearing is lots of twists on different things to enhance their open houses. And some agents are still stuck in their head, oh, I don't do open houses or whatever. But agents are getting pretty creative, and many of them are getting listings as a result. We always think of opens as getting buyers and trying to sell that property. But if you think out of the box and think, how do I get more listing leads? You know, the fact that most areas have low inventory bodes well for open houses because they're much higher at attendance, generally speaking. And, you know, we've talked about the pre-open house flyer method where you call out the friends and neighbors first and then you have it open to the general public after that. That's working really well. You know, lots of different twists on a lot of hot areas where literally hot areas where agents are passing out their water bottles or they're doing some kind of special thing in the open house. So that's been interesting because it's perceived as an old school technique. But go ahead.
But here's the bottom line, guys, and here's the mindset all of you need to be embracing. It's interesting to me. I want you to have the visualization of dropping a pebble into still water, right? So you're standing in front of a small pond, and there's no waves, no ripples, nothing, and you're going to drop a pebble right into the center of the pond. Then you're going to see the ripples. They start, you know, they evenly start coming off until they reach the edge of the pond. The further you get away from the impact spot of where that pebble reached the water, the less effective what you're doing and what you're going to try to do is going to work. So anytime you're doing anything that does not result in direct contact with a prospective, and again, our focus is on sellers, but just for the sake of this example, for sellers and buyers, anytime you're doing anything that results in you getting further away from that direct impact, because the pebble reaching the water is the same as you having a direct contact conversation with a prospect, the more and more you get away from that, the less and less effective it's going to be. Imagine the ripples. Notice how the ripples, the further they get away from that initial impact, the smaller they are until the point where they reach the shore and they're completely almost gone. It's almost the ripples by the time they get to the edge of the pond, there's almost no ripples left. It's even water again because it's less effective. That's the analogy, the image that I want all of you to have in your head. Because the further you get away from having direct contact with folks, the less effective whatever you're doing is going to be. Now, we've been in the coaching business for a long time. Julie and I have personally had over 100,000 direct, personal, one-on-one coaching calls with you guys. I mean, this literally is our passion. It's our life's work. We've now coached realtors for longer than we sold real estate. One of the things that is very, very frustrating to me and maddening almost, something that drives me is really rooting out all the ways you guys are wasting your time pursuing the wrong thing. Remember the ripple analogy, right? How many of you are spending money right now, spending your life's energy right now, trying to make something work that is further away from the core, the direct contact? How many of you are doing all these Facebook ads and all these sort of other new, wonderful, maybe it'll work, probably won't type things? In other words, how many of you are hoping and praying that somehow some magical new silver bullet's going to show up on the scene that's going to make it so you have all your dreams fulfilled and all your questions answered? That doesn't happen. That is not the way that life works. The contact, the direct contact, the center of the pond is where all your best energies need to be every single day, not checking your email, not, you know, updating your Twitter status, not doing all these other type things. Now, please be clear, just like when the pebble hit the pond and the ripple started, you know, coming from that action, those things do get results, but less results. So the further away whatever action you're doing is from that direct contact with that prospect, the less effective that action is going to be. Julie, does that make sense? I just thought of that analogy.
Absolutely makes sense. I like that. That's excellent. Yeah, it totally makes sense. And it's
so
funny because
be clear.
Agents try and avoid it by calling it getting back to basics or something like that, because I think that's creative avoidance of what actually works. Because let's face it, the further you get away from the impact of that pebble, the further out your ripples are, the easier things seem to be.
Well,
right? And
it requires
it's making
it requires
harder.
Less what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it requires
effort.
Less what? Effort.
Work. Effort.
Work.
Skill.
Skill. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It requires less discipline. So it's normal and natural that you guys are going to be attracted to the novel. It's normal and natural that you're going to be attracted to something that you perceive will get you the results faster with less effort. That, by the way, is what you should be doing as entrepreneurs. That's how an entrepreneur figures out how to have a competitive advantage. He looks for inefficiencies in the system. He tries to improve them, either by, you know, developing a new product that improves on the old product, or a new service that evolves the way that a current, you know, service is being provided. You guys all are looking for that, and that is the smart thing to do. That's the inner entrepreneur in you, okay? So I commend you for that. But what you're not doing is you're not thinking before you decide to put actions towards something. So here we are. Here's the fact. We're in June of 2014. June, July, and arguably August are typically the three highest months for sales volume throughout the year. How is your year going so far? How are you doing towards the achieving of your goals? Do you even remember what your goals were? Did you even set goals for this year? Some of you at this time, if you're ahead of your goals, some of you are on target, and some of you are way behind. But here's what I want all of you to be very clear. And I do say this because I do want to make you a little bit uncomfortable, because generally speaking, most of us work better when we're feeling a little uncomfortable. You effectively only have maybe 2.5 months left this year to produce results. Some of you are tuning me out right now. In all actuality, you're changing your radio station or you're just mentally tuning us out. But be very clear about this. We talk about this every day because it's a great motivator. Cuts through the BS. The fact is we have realistically 65, 70 working days this year. You know, take out the holidays, take out the weekends, take out the vacations, take out this, that, and the other. And you really drill down. It's not 6 months. It's maybe 2.5 months or 2 months and 2 weeks. That's what you have left this year to actually get results. So if you're not getting the results that you deserve, there is an excellent chance it's because you're not doing the things that will get you the results, right? Makes sense. So challenge yourself to ask yourself how the efforts that you're doing, the things that you're thinking about buying, the gimmick that you're thinking about employing, the novel little, you know, silver bullet that you're thinking about putting into action, the lead that you're thinking about purchasing, does that put you further away from that center of the pond where the pebble hits the pond, or does it put you as one of the ripples that are becoming less and less effective? If you're not getting the results that you want to be getting this year, I pretty much can guarantee you it's because you're focusing on too many things that are literally further away from where the core activities should be. Call it getting back to the basics, but that is really a misnomer. The reality of it is top producers never get away from the basics. Now, do we think you should be creating a geographic farm? Yes, we do. Do we think you should be having your own website? Absolutely. Do we think you should be doing maybe some of the other, you know, kind of interesting technological things that are becoming available? As business owners, absolutely I do. Do I think you should be doing those things first? Hell no. You need to be doing the things that are in the center of the pond, the things that are going to cause the most impact to you and your bottom line. You are in business to make money, okay, not be a novelty seeker. So, Julie, remind me, what is focus again?
Follow one course until successful. Sorry, effective
work
right. Too, though.
Yeah, except it doesn't start with an S.
No, that's right. Yes, follow one course successful.
That's right. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to share with you a topic that every time we present this topic, we get the most feedback. It is a topic called Your Magic Number, and it's designed to cut through all the static, all the fuzz, all the confusion. When you listen in on what we're going to present to you over the next 15 or 20 minutes, I promise you at the end of that 15 or 20 minutes, you're going to feel a lot better because you're going to have clarity and you're going to make the smart decisions that are going to move you towards your goals and not just keep you in this position where you're probably floundering, okay? The fact is you have roughly 2 months left this year. The fact is that these could be the best 2 months of your entire real estate career. Listen in when we come back after this quick commercial break.
Is coaching right for you? And how can I guarantee it will work for me? Chances are you are asking yourself those questions right now. I'll answer those critical questions for you in just a moment. But first, let's be honest about something you may have always suspected. You've probably always known that the nation's top 1% of realtors, you know, those millionaire agents you see on TV, they possess a secret knowledge that the other 99% of agents do not have. Where did they learn what they know, and more importantly, how did they learn how to put this closely guarded information into money-making action? It's simple. They have a coach. Not just any coach. The nation's Mega Millions top 1% of the realtors know that in order to maintain their almost unfair advantage, that they must have their own personal coach, a proven market-tested coach who has truly walked in their shoes, a coach who has worked with many of the nation's leading agents. At this point, you're probably ready to maybe try coaching. However, you don't want to be unfairly locked into a long-term ball and chain that coaching contracts can give you. It just makes sense that you should be able to try it before you buy it. Even more importantly, you want to have a coach who is the best of the best. Not someone who is simply assigned to you, or even worse, has never sold real estate. Can you imagine? If this is you, I have something for you right now that is exactly what you have been looking for. For the next 48 hours, Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching is offering you a free coaching call. This is a real coaching call with a real Tim and Julie Harris coach. Now, while you are thinking about it, why don't you visit us online at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Once again, that is freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Now, let's be clear. This exclusive coaching opportunity is only available for the first 50 realtors who are stone cold serious about their real estate business and know that in order to succeed at the highest level, they must hire a coach. So don't wait any longer. Take action now and visit us again at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Thanks so much. See y'all soon.
All right, great. So let's jump back in. By the way, I was just looking at my notes that I prepared for today's radio show, and guess what? Surprise, surprise. We're now reading that, indeed, Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com are raising their fees. Now, I'm not remembering exactly, but somebody on this raid, two people I think that you guys are familiar with that you might be listening to now, warned you that would be happening last year. So you want another warning? Here goes. They're going to raise their fees again, I'm guessing in fourth quarter of this year. And ready for it? They're going to start referring you listings. Oh, yeah, great, right? Listing referral source for 40% referral fee. Spencer Raskoff, who's the CEO of Zillow, is on record of saying, indeed, that's what they're doing. So how are all of you going to react to that? Are you going to decide that you're going to basically still stay on the dole and have to buy leads, or are you going to generate your own leads? The smart ones listening to this radio show, of which there's like 30,000 a month now, the smart ones that are listening are actually going to take action, and you're actually going to learn the skills necessary to become listing agents, so you no longer have to pay for your leads. Paying for your leads is insanity, because as long as you don't have the skill to develop your own business, what's going to happen? They're going to continually increase the price. All the while, the lead quality is going to continue to degrade. And what are you going to do about it? You're going to continue to pay them because you're not going to have a choice because you don't know how to generate your own business. How long are you going to stay on that hamster wheel of buying leads? It is insane to do that. I honestly cannot believe that so many of you are buying buyer leads. It is beyond just any reasonable explanation why you're doing that. If you want buyer leads, you want me to tell you how to get them? Here, I'll tell you the inside scoop on how to get buyer leads. Ready? Get a listing. When you get a listing, let alone 10, you'll have to beat the buyer leads off with a stick. I don't care how crappy your market is. Buyers call off listings. If you want buyer leads, be a listing agent. There it is. Never have to worry about buyer leads again. Now, what we're going to be talking with you today is about what we call the real estate magic number. And for the sake of time, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to role play this with Julie. So Julie's going to be the realtor. This is a lot of you who are current students, or those of you who have had free coaching calls with Julie or myself or one of our coaches, you are familiar with this line of questioning, and we always focus you in with these questions because, frankly, it cuts through all the malarkey. It makes it so that you are really clear about what your mission is as a real estate business owner, and that is what you are. And if you don't believe me, then why don't you just see what your official tax filing is with the IRS? You are considered a business owner. You are considered an entrepreneur. You are responsible for your own destiny. You are the one that is driving the ship, not your broker, not your office manager, not your MLS, not even the National Association of Realtors. You. So, Julie, here's the question.
Yes.
Now, Julie's going to play the agent, and I'm going to be me. So, Julie, how many listings is the most number of listings you've ever had at once?
Let me think about that. Probably six.
Six. Okay. So would it be a stretch, Julie, to imagine having 10 listings at all times?
Well, I mean, it probably would be a stretch, but I can imagine it.
Okay, so you could see having 10 listings at all times. That's
sure.
Something that you can see, because you did six at all. You did six before, so having 10 is definitely in your wheelhouse, no doubt.
Yeah.
So, in your marketplace, Julie, what's the average? What would the average commission be on, say, one of your listings? So, you live in San Diego, right?
Yeah.
So it's safe to say your average commission is going to be at least $18,000, based on 6%, with the average sale price being right around $600,000. Can we agree to that?
That's about right. Yep, sure.
Okay, perfect. So, and you're telling me we're talking today because you are struggling with consistency. You are buying buyer leads. You're doing this direct mail thing.
Yeah,
you're,
it seems to be
experiment with this idea. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do, Julie. I'm going to show you. I'm going to do my best to help you understand that there's only really one number that matters in real estate. Only one number that you should be focusing on that will get you the most results in your business. They'll get you the results that you want, not just for your real estate business, honestly, but for your entire life. And you've already answered the question. Okay, thank you. And you have already answered the question. You know what the number is. Here goes.
Mm-hmm.
In your marketplace, is it safe to assume that if you had 10 listings, or rather, dare I say, when you have 10 listings at all time, that you will have approximately 3 to 4 sell on average per month?
Yes.
Right.
Possibly
now,
even
you might
more,
have
but
some.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, exactly. In your marketplace, you might have more sell per month than 3 or 4. And then let's say in January or December, you might have fewer sell per month than 3. You might only have 2. But average out, well, let's just say if you had 10 listings. Right, so 10 listings at all times. If you had 10 listings at all times, when you choose to have 10 listings at all times, it's conceivable that, realistic that, you would have approximately 36 closings per year.
Hmm.
Now, that's
okay.
Not the magic number. Here's the magic number.
Mm-hmm.
If you had 10 listings at all times, with your average commission being on the top line before splits or taxes or whatnot, $18,000. Julie,
right.
How much money would you be earning per month? Almost $60,000.
Yeah.
$54,000 a month. If you had 10
listings.
Well, I
could live on that.
Yeah, I imagine. So let's run this tape back. If you had 10 listings at all times, When you choose to have 10 listings at all times, you know that systematically out of the MLS, assuming these are motivated sellers and these listings are priced correctly, that you'd have approximately 3 sell per month. At 3 sold listings per month, this is not, Julie, I'm not talking about buyer sides. I'm not talking about buying buyer leads. I'm not talking about doing anything other than focusing on the listing end of the business. If you had 10 listings at all times, you'd have 36 transactions a year. You'd make approximately $600,000 a year.
Wow.
Now, let's just pause there for a second, guys.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's say you're selling in a market like where Julie and I sold real estate in Columbus, Ohio, where your average commission would be, say, $6,000. Same exact thing applies. If you had, you know, $6,000 is your average commission, 3 sales per month, $18,000 in average income per year, over $200,000 per year. Is that better probably than a lot of you are doing now? The average realtor in the country only earns $29,000, so I know there's an excellent chance that's better than what you're doing now. If you had, you know, 5 listings, we've got coaching clients in Manhattan and, you know, LA and all these really very expensive areas. And in those areas where their average sale price is $2 million, they need 5 listings all the time. Because guess what? They know that 1 or 2 will sell per month, and they will make $50,000, $60,000 a month, $600,000, $700,000 a year if they just get to and maintain whatever that magic number is, being the number of listings at all times. The question that you have to ask yourself, listeners to today's radio show, is why are you focusing on anything else other than getting to whatever your individual magic number is? Why are you wasting time with all this other bullshit when at the end of the day, if you had your 10 listings, 5 listings, some of you it might be 30 listings, whatever the number is depending on your market, and that's what a free coaching call is about, helping you sort all that out. Why would you waste your time on anything else? It is honestly beyond the realm of my imagination why you'd be spending your time on anything else. All your best energies every single day cannot go to tweeting. Nobody cares what you had for lunch. Cannot go be to posting pictures of your very cute dog on Facebook. Yes, I do look at the very cute dog pictures. I'm guilty of that. But you cannot fool yourself into thinking that's work. It's not. You need to learn to focus on the impact of the pebble in the pond, the direct contact with customers, the conversations that must be had. Remember what we talked about yesterday? Every single person that you ever run into is into either is renting, wants to buy, is owning, wants to sell, or somewhere in the middle. There is not a soul that you're ever going to discover, want to or will or has or can or, you know, real estate with you. They're all potential customers. Unlike, say, for example, if you were selling Ford pickup trucks. 10 people that you run into, maybe 2 will want a Ford pickup truck. 10 people you run into, every single one of them needs a place to live. Do you see why this is the best industry in the world? You are selling a product that every single person needs, has to have. That's the reason real estate is so wonderfully brilliant. You know, fashions come in and out. You know, bell bottoms go in one day, tight jeans come in the next. Maybe, you know, in certain parts of the country you have this Asian fusion type food, whereas in other parts of the country it's, you know, all these trends, you don't care, it doesn't matter, because you're in an industry that is not dependent on trends, because people forever will always need shelter. They'll always need a house. They'll always need a place to live. That's your job. Focus on what your magic number is. So, Julie, when you have these conversations with your agents, new coaching clients. Mm-hmm. I know we're taking on literally hundreds of new coaching clients per month right now, especially in Real Estate Coaching Essentials, which, by the way, guys, is simply the best, most affordable coaching program there is out there for $197 a month. Check it out. Go to timandjulieharris.com, click on coaching, read about Real Estate Coaching Essentials. So when you have this kind of, I think, I want to call it this revelation conversation with folks, what are the emotional reactions you get from people?
Well, it's like a cloud has been lifted. Now they know what the magic number is. They know what the answer is because they've been seeking this magic bullet and they've been looking in the wrong place. They're looking for the next thing, you know, the pop-up in their email, the next magic lead generator, when in fact the magic number is the number of listings you must have in inventory at all times to meet or exceed your financial goals, which, of course, requires that you have financial goals, and that's what Coaching Essentials is about, making you do the treasure map and things like that. But I would say, by and large, it's a cloud that has been lifted and clarity comes into place where they know what they have to do. Then the question has to be asked, how do I get to, let's say I have to have 10 listings at all times. I'm used to carrying 3 or 4. So that's where coaching comes in. How can you get there the most quickly, most efficient way without spending too much money and getting you out of the buyer game for the most part? You know, I generally have agents draw a stick figure, and we call stick figure 1 buyer. Stick figure 2 is seller or listing who stands next to a for sale sign. And then we draw arrows from the for sale sign, all of the great things that a listing creates for you. On a listing, you should get a minimum of 1 more listing in the neighborhood. You'll sell the listing. You might sell the listing yourself. You'll pick up a whole boatload of buyers. Okay, versus stick figure A, the buyer, okay, you're going to hopefully, but not a guarantee, even sell that buyer. Maybe you keep getting outbid. You might not even have that. So which would you rather be, the buyer's agent or the listing agent? The listing agent has a lot more security.
Well, the listing agent has the leverage of the listings where there's literally in some marketplaces thousands of other agents out there where they're going to sell it for them. If you want to have a normal life, normal cash flow, here's the ultimate business model. You with the magic number of listings that you need, and an assistant. And here's how I'd want your life to be. This is if I could wave a magic wand. Hey, you know what, guys? Here's my hidden agenda. If all of you learn how to be listing agents, nobody will ever get any stronghold in our industry again. The future Zillows and Trulias, they will not have jack because of the fact that none of you are going to be dependent on buying leads from them. You're all going to be strong-minded, skilled business owners who can make your own decisions, who basically can call your own shots, versus being a lot of you who have become, unfortunately, very dependent on somebody else feeding you, which is no way to be. Now, here's the thought for you, and here's how to position this in your minds. The hard part is getting up to your magic number. The easy part is determining what that number is. Request a free coaching call. By the way, those of you who are already in Real Estate Coaching Essentials, who are in our Advanced Coaching Program, who are in our Breakthrough Coaching Program, this whole formula is part of your business plan. It's part of the first level in Real Estate Coaching Essentials. Make sure you actually complete this with your coach individually. Just get it done. Hard part is getting your mindset around the fact that you have to prioritize all your best energies on taking listings. So the next step is once you've accepted that, then you make a specific plan on how to get you there. So another story, analogy, call it what you will. A plane takes off. Essentially in flight, there are 3 different stages, right? There's the taking off part, there's the cruising part, and then there's a landing part. So where does the plane use most of its fuel? Taking off, cruising, or landing? It's obvious, right? Taking off. So when a plane is taking off, that's when the plane rumbles and, you know, the jets or engines are going full force and, you know, the G-forces are pushing you back in your seat and, you know, some people hate that part. I personally love it, but you get the idea, right? So when the plane is taking off, that's when most of the energy, most of the fuel is being used. And then once it reaches cruising altitude, pilot pulls back on the throttle. You know, it's easier, it's quieter. You know what I'm talking about. So your business is the exact same. You need to identify where you are. Chances are you're either in the building mode, the cruising mode, or the descending mode. A lot of you might find yourself in the descending mode without realizing you are in the descending mode. And how do you know if you're in the descending mode? If everything seems harder than it should be, probably it's because you have started to follow a path that is not getting you to the results because why? You're further away from where the pebble drops in the pond and you're now pursuing, you know, some gimmick that is putting you further and further and further away from the results that you truly want and deserve. In other words, you're not pursuing your magic number. So tying this back into your business, getting to the point, cruising altitude is when you have your magic number of listings. In the little role play I was doing with Julie, it was 10. So once she got to 10 listings, that was cruising. The hard part is building up to that level. You have to replace what sells as you're building. But once you get up to that level, the awesome part is it's less work because you only have to replace what sells. You have to replace what sells. So building, where many of you are right now, hard part. Cruising altitude, where you have your magic number of listings and all you're doing is replacing what sells, easy part. And here's a little hint for all of you. Don't ever go into the declining part. Don't ever circle the airport to land. Always at least enjoy the cruising part. And then let's say you get your house paid off. You get $1 million in the till. You get, you know, you are financially secure. That's what happens at the cruising part. Then what you're supposed to do, what we do as your coach, is we prod you to turn your nose of your plane upwards and go to the next altitude. And then what do you have to do? You worked. You've learned how to stay at 10 listings at all times. You have 3 sell per month. You replace those 3. Then what we want you to do is we want you to aim for a higher altitude, you know, go at a higher level, and then you are having 15 listings at all times. Then what happens at that level? You buy a new house. You buy a second house. Whatever you want to do. You pay for your college educations. You buy more rental property. You do whatever you want to do. But the beautiful thing about real estate is it's that simple. It's that simple. I'm not oversimplifying this. I'm not. You are overcomplicating it. That's a fact. I have had thousands of coaching calls, and all of you come to us at the same level of confusion and misunderstanding because you're chasing all these gimmicks. Just focus on the core message here. Become a listing agent. Figure out what your real estate magic number is. Understand that as you're cruising up to the level of having your magic number of listings, it's going to be a lot of work. Some of you, it's going to be 90 days. Some of you, it's going to take a year. It doesn't matter. You cannot give up on that goal. And once you've reached your cruising altitude, you just have to replace what sells. The perfect real estate business is this. You doing your lead generation, you're pre-qualifying, you're going on your appointments, you do that in the morning. Your best energies go towards replacing the listings that sell, assuming you're at cruising altitude. Once you go on the listing, you take the listing, you take the folder, however you're handing it digitally, then you delegate it to an assistant. The assistant then services that seller until a contract is received to purchase the property. You negotiate the contract. Once the signatures are obtained, the contract goes back to the assistant. The assistant closes the transaction. Ideally, depending on your market, you go to the closing. Lots of parts of the country, I realize it doesn't happen like that. That's how your business works. You don't have to be spending hours and hours and hours. See, what you guys are spending your time at is pursuing novel. In other words, you guys are trying to chase all these silver bullets. That's what's happening to all your life energy. That's what's happening to all your time. You keep on going to all these conferences. You keep on being sold that following, you know, jumping to that side of the fence is going to result in the grass being greener. It's just a gimmick. Here, you want proof? I challenge any of you to find a flaw in the logic that I just gave you with regards to the real estate magic number. It's so simplistically perfect that there is no flaw. It's the truth. It's the truth that many of you have been searching for. Now, the question is are you ready to listen? Are you ready to hear it? Are you ready to actually take the time and master the skills necessary to get there? Hey, it's easier than you think. It is way easier than you think. And when you get there, the first step is really, truly embracing the concept of the magic number, feeling how you would feel is how you do it, as having 10 listings at all times or 5 listings, whatever your average sale your commission is and your personal goals, feeling how you would feel with that number always on your, always in your inventory, feeling how you'd feel, actually feeling the feelings of having that consistent income every single month. You do that, and then everything else sort of just answers itself. When you get the email or the silver bullet salesman comes to town selling his bag of gimmicks, you're going to say to yourself, is this moving me closer to or away from my magic number? Is this moving closer to or away from my financial goals? 99.9% of the time, the answer is always going to be away from, not closer to. The best of the best agents in the country, the richest of the rich, are listing agents. You know it's true. Listing agents don't fall for gimmicks, do they? No, they don't. In your office, in your marketplace, go to the MLS, find out who the agent is selling the most, how is making the most money, listing agents. Then do a little exploration and find out what they're doing to generate those listing leads. I guarantee you it's because they understand the importance of where they make the impact in the pond every single day, where they drop the pebble and where they focus their energies. They're not focusing on the shore. They're focusing on the center where the impact is the greatest. The further you get away from that, the further you're going to lessen your probability of ever accomplishing the success that so many of you are pursuing. So hopefully this resonates at least with some of you. I know a lot of you aren't ready for this message. I know a lot of you are going to be challenged by the idea that you shouldn't be buying buyer leads. I know a lot of you are taking a great deal of pride and you've become wonderful buyer's agents. Fantastic. Congratulations. Now jump and move forward and evolve your business and become listing agents. Get some of your time back. Get better control of your life, better control of your income. Get control of your future through learning how to be a listing agent. Go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. If we're a match for you as a coach, wonderful. We've got a great program for you. We're not for everybody. It's true. I know it. Some of you aren't ready for what we have to say. I get that. That's fine. We'll wait for you. We'll still be here. So go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, request a free coaching call, and in the meantime, we will talk to you on the radio tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris